adult in prison time? Sure. But whose house is gonna look better on Christmas Day? Yours, muchacho. Yours. Happy holidays.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Jane Metzler. The deadline, 5 p.m. Eastern.
And that's when the administration has to respond to say whether or not they will participate in the impeachment process.
Fox's Chad Pergram, we are now in receipt of a letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone to Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler. It says we don't see any reason to participate because the impeachment process is unfair. Speaker Pelosi has already announced the predetermined result. They will not give us the ability to call any witnesses on whether there will be a trial in the Senate. It goes on to say we don't think this should ever leave the House. If they choose to do it, meaning a trial, we are prepared to start immediately. Again, the White House will not call any witnesses or participate in the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment proceedings.
Because it's a joke.
America is listening to Fox News.
And everybody knows it, so cut the crap. Got a request on this Friday afternoon, 272-9228.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez... Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
Play it.
Play the entire song when we get a little bit closer to Christmas, but the Christmas spirit is here in the studio as Eddie Bader joins us.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she's supposed to be on the way because we have beautiful poinsettias.
Sweet.
Did I pronounce that right?
I think it depends on where you're from in the country.
Some people just say poinsettias. Mm-hmm. Some say poinsettias.
I don't know. I'm so gauche. I don't care. This crap. Pelosi schedules first impeachment hearing Monday. Guess what else is coming out Monday? The IG report from Horowitz. You think they may be trying to create a distraction? They're so full of shit. It's just... And Fox, did they mention the great economy during that news? They didn't just miss. They were optimistic on the jobs report. They predicted 177,000, and it comes in at 266. That's a big miss.
Right.
They have underestimated this president from day one. Those that were willing to just underestimate him and not call him every name in the book and demand this impeachment nut. Al Green from Texas, a-hole supreme. We could impeach him multiple times. you better do it before November of next year, because you're going to be the minority party again.
Very much so.
And maybe by a wide margin, and we can put an end to your garbage and get rid of those embedded jerks. Hey, it's happy hour.
Yes.
On Bartender's Day. And here's Papa John.
Gravely.
Yes, sir.
If I go away, I don't need to go. Just tell me, shut up. I was thinking this morning, in my opinion, patriotism left the House and Senate after 1973 when they impeached Nixon and he resigned.
Over a petty crime, yeah.
And I'll tell you why. The last one was Clinton in whatever it was, 96, 97. 98, okay. They already established that he had broken laws. He had lied to Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Yet the vote from the Republican Congress did file the articles of impeachment, but then the Senate, which was Democrat at the time, said, no, 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 we're not going to find him guilty. We want to keep a Democrat in the White House. The same thing is going to happen this time, I think. And if it does, a lot of people have been saying the impeachment process is going to lose all validity. And the thing about it is, I have to agree.
If Mitch McConnell wavers, Trump wants it because he can call all the witnesses he wants, and Joe Biden is so full of crap, well, I'm not going to go. Yeah, you'll go or you'll go to jail. That's how that works, Joe. When you're subpoenaed, you either show up or you get a jail cell until you decide to show up. Because he knows what's going to happen. They're going to turn his life inside out. If that isn't done next week when that IG report comes out, it should be a blockbuster. It's 500 pages of something. If Mitch McConnell says anything, even hinting that he thinks this is a legitimate impeachment, we will go to D.C. and we will hunt his sorry, fluffy face down and beat his ass in the street.
I will go with you.
You watch. If he betrays Trump, it's over. All bets are off. There's a great article on AmericanThinker.com today about how close we are to a civil war right now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Democrats. The bad losers they are.
Yeah.
And they're just
trying. And the bad thing about it is, I think the Democrats are trying to put some faith in the never Trumpers that they will go ahead and turn.
Well, guess what? A lot of those never Trumpers, what happened to their careers? Like that jerk Bill Kristol and economist Paul Krugman, who has not only been wrong, but has been incredibly wrong. He'll crash the economy. Really?
Haven't seen it crash yet.
Have you seen the numbers today?
Going quite the other way, quite well.
24 consecutive months of improvement in employment, income, every single way you slice the economy. And most importantly, one of the big guys in the hip-hop business said, this president's done more for black people than every Democrat combined. And we're taking note. So they can't depend on what used to be a reliable Democrat vote anymore. So they're screwed. Go ahead.
Well,
do it.
This morning when they announced the numbers, they were expecting 100,000 plus new jobs. They got 200,000 plus new jobs.
I've been saying said it this morning.
Why aren't we screaming from the mountaintops? We've doubled what they estimated we'd do. When's the last time we've done that?
No, we have Adam Schiff.
What's so bad is all the Democrats are showing these shocked faces that it's happened. This has been happening every month since he took office.
Yeah.
And they finally have got to acknowledge, or if they don't, they are that disingenuous and they'll never change their mind. They'll never get them to understand that what is happening right now is finally a government of, by, and for the people. And the guy that's doing it is the guy that's sitting in the chair in the Oval Office.
All right, Papa John, we appreciate the call.
See you, Papa John.
We got to move. Barbara?
Good afternoon. I called because I have a question for you. Earlier, you said that Fox was not I don't remember your exact wording, but I believe you implied that they were liberal like the other channels.
No, they are no longer fair and balanced, with the exception of Hannity and a Greg Gutfeld and a couple of other people, Laura Ingraham. They're very liberal.
Oh, okay, because of what you said, you didn't make the distinctions, and I was going to say, are you watching Hannity and Laura?
No, those are talk shows. I'm talking about Fox News, like the 1 minute that runs at the top of the hour. It's embarrassing. I'll give you a quick example, Barbara, and then I got to run. The other day, when they had the four constitutional scholars, in other words, the four dreamy dips from the academic community, one of them said, "This is bogus. This is nothing but your rage. There's no justification for this impeachment." But Fox News, at the top of the hour, never mentioned him. They focused on the three, including the maniac, that horrible bitch that said just because his name is Barron Trump doesn't mean he's a baron. What the hell's she talking about? That's somebody who's mentally ill. That's what Fox put on their newscast, and that's why they suck. So there. How's that, Barbara? You glad you called?
I don't listen to that, so I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fox News, the entity, the newsroom, has taken a big shift to the left.
They have. Very true.
Sad.
Ever since the kids started taking over the dad's network, I mean, that's where it happened.
Oh, hey, how's that Roger Ailes movie doing with the, you know? Oh, that's got blockbuster. We're going to vent our... And that's the thing, Barbara. The wackos on the left still think Fox is a conservative... they call it fake news.
I don't listen to anything but the shows that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, those are opinion-based shows, although they do a good job of, you know, supporting their opinions with facts. Hannity's got a big staff.
Tucker Carlson, same way.
Tucker Carlson. But outside of that block in the evening, forget it. There's very little. Very little. It's no longer... They don't even say fair and balanced anymore. America's listening to Fox News. Really? Which part? That's what I want to know. Barbara, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
Free meltdown there. It was awesome. By the way, Fox is only watchable, but it's not watchable between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Regular Fox TV.
Yeah.
The morning show's good, and it ends at 8, and then 5 comes on, and then after that it's good.
Why do you think that is? You think it has anything to do with their audience might be at work between the hours of 8 and 5? And
I think, because conservatives actually have jobs.
Right.
But the cash cow for the Fox network are Tucker.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hannity and Laura Ingraham.
Tucker, Hannity, Laura, and the 5.
But they're all in the evening.
Isn't it a little bit frightening that in lieu of... And they obliterate MSDNC. They obliterate CNN.
Right.
Only people that wear jackets that sit from behind are watching CNN.
More than double, yeah. Well, I will say this. We're having a happy day because we had a blowout unemployment number.
Oh, yeah.
The market gained 300-something points.
Yeah.
You know,
they want to impeach him.
Oh, and this impeachment crap is going south real quick.
You know, the frightening part, Chad, they don't seem to notice that.
No,
and they don't seem
not
to
at
care.
All. They double down.
But, you know, the reason they don't notice is because they live in an echo chamber.
Yep.
It's a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
If they were caught by surprise in 2016, they're really going to get it.
Yeah. Do you think that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and AOC, do you think they have any... Do they go to cocktail parties where there's anybody other than flaming liberals?
No,
progressive. I mean, look, you're talking about that professor who says she literally walked across the street so she'd have to walk in front of the Trump Hotel. That's all of them. You know, but it's great because if they live in an echo chamber like that, then their tears will be much more delicious to drink on election night next year.
They sure will. You are so right.
It'll be absolutely. But let me make a prediction. After Trump wins, if you think it's crazy now, you wait.
Oh, yeah. No, they got it's that. That's get, already in place.
I'm going to make, a prediction. Now, I'm not for this. I'm making this prediction. We're going to see riots.
Yes, we are.
That's what I think.
Especially if Ruth Bader Ginsburg meets her maker.
You know what? Another part they don't understand. They have pushed us about far enough. If they start up with that stuff after the election, there's going to... There
I know,
are 433 privately owned firearms in this country. Yeah, guess who's got most of them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Let's put it this way. the South's pretty safe.
And one other thing, Chad, then I got to run
the West.
Real quick, Virginia is going to be a litmus test because the idiots that live there just voted for an all-Democrat legislature and governor.
Yeah.
They've already passed their first gun confiscation bill. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah,
I don't think these idiots realize what they're voting for. How stupid can you get?
That's great, though.
They're coming for you,
they want, hey, when your opponent's digging a grave, hand them more shovel.
There you go.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Love talking to Chad. I love Barbara, too. Barbara, that was not directed at you. It's the situation that is at the, you know, at the end of all this. So I understand your point. Yeah, in primetime, Fox News kicks ass because they've got Hannity and Tucker and Laura. CNN has airports watching, people that are forced to, and mental patients. And MSNBC, Rachel Maddow has lost more than half her audience because they all realize this ain't going nowhere. This is all BS.
They realize she's full of crap. Finally realize it.
So, yeah, they're waking up. Anyway, I'm all calm again, and it is Friday.
Yes. We're going to do a conundrum.
Maybe after the roll call.
Okay.
Roll call.
Maybe I'll let Eddie pick it out.
All right.
Eddie, by the way, gives us a $25 gift certificate to the pizza place to be on the morning show.
One day I'm going to get in that kitchen. I'm going to show up on a Tuesday. When you got him out there distracted, I'm going to work my way back in the kitchen and I'll make you guys a good pizza.
Man,
and their pizza
they had the best.
They had a hot dog. I heard about that.
A chili cheese dog pizza.
With the hot dogs actually on there.
I'm going to talk to Mike.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I want that back. I want that again. It's amazing.
We need it with mustard, too, next time.
Well, we should have the mustard option.
Yes. Yeah.
But even without
it. You probably mustard it after the oven. Do you want that mustard to cook? But, oh, man, that sounds delicious.
If you want to find out more about this, go on Facebook. Look up The Pizza Place right there at Harrison and Perry Hill. 418.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. MPD says there's been no arrests after four people were shot at a Montgomery apartment complex Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say that shooting may be drug-related. Contact MPD if you have any information that could help with the case. Two U.S. officials have identified the shooter at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola as a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force. Officials say authorities are investigating whether Friday's attack was terrorism-related. The shooting was the second at a U.S. Navy base this week. 12 people were shot, four of whom died, including the shooter. The state capitol will be lit up tonight for the holidays. Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony takes place tonight. This year's tree is a 40-foot eastern red cedar from Bullock County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
The rich
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After some wet intervals today, the risk of showers will continue into tonight, but not as wet as earlier in the day. Some spotty activity around. It'll be cool tonight, but not as cool. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, rain chances very small, only about 20% both days. High temperature around 61. Low 60s again on Sunday. Warmer Monday with a high around 72. Risk of showers and thunderstorms, especially Monday night into Tuesday, before it turns sharply colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We celebrate Christmas in our family.
Keep heading north until I find Santa.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're getting a little busy this afternoon. We got some accidents to tell you about. 3700 block of Day Street. They're cleaning one up there. That's going to be just before you get to the Maxwell Air Force Base intersection there on Day Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Hopefully they'll be out of the way quickly. I-65 northbound, if you're exiting at Heron Street, top of the ramp, we had a minor accident there. Hopefully, they're going to get that one out of the way quickly as well. We have a new accident on Troy Highway at Taylor Road, where Taylor Road intersects Troy Highway. There are emergency vehicles headed there. Watch out for them and slow down out that way this afternoon. And on Woodley Road between Goodwin and Stevens, we have a tree that has fallen. It's blocking one lane of traffic there. If you're on Woodley Road, watch out for it. If you get in that backup, just try to be patient. It'll take a minute or two to get around the fallen tree. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I do.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I hate that thing. Who came up with that? Oh, I did.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then, I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to have to roll call at 5 again.
Okay.
We just run out of time. There's been a lot to talk about, too. I want to quote one of my favorite bloggers is a guy named Don Serber, S-U-R-B-E-R. He does a daily thing in the morning where he pulls together like half a dozen or sometimes more news stories, does a real concise presentation, and he's very conservative and well-spoken. I'm on his blog right now, and this is a quote from an editor of a newspaper, a guy now retired, says, quote, no matter how many flags and prayers, did that not make you sick? The abortion queen, Nancy Pelosi, the good Catholic, We have to impeach him with love in our hearts. You are so full of it. You are just absolutely so full of it. With love in our hearts. She is still standing naked before the American people as the author of the greatest insurrection against constitutional authority in more than 150 years. As the whistleblower's attorney noted prophetically on Twitter in January 2017, hashtag coup has started. First of many steps, hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment will follow ultimately. They were planning that before he took the oath of office. Mm-hmm. And we cannot allow this to go unpunished. And if Horowitz can't do it, then we got to hope that Mr. Barr follows through in Durham.
It just shows how incompetent they are, Greg. They have a big plan to beat him with Hillary, which didn't work. So then we have our backup plan that didn't work. And now they're trying to impeach him. Guess what? Not working.
No.
They're completely incompetent.
The frightening thing is that they actually thought that... I really don't know how anybody can look at Hillary Clinton with a more than a 30-year track. She got kicked off the Watergate thing because she was doing something unethical.
Not to be trusted then.
Yeah, that's going back to the mid-70s.
Yeah. And can you imagine if she did become president, where we would be right now? As not just the economy,
not
just the state
at.
Of the U.S. right now.
In the meantime, it's ironic they're pulling this crap today. Wayne Dupree says, the day after the Dems announced articles of impeachment turns out to be one of the best days of the Trump presidency. Truly, is aside from the horrible events in Pensacola. And you know he's going to do something about that.
Yeah.
He's not going to say, well, that was workplace violence.
No.
No, he's already talked with the Saudi king.
He's all going to call it what it is. And that was an act of terror down there, and it's terrible, and it should never happen, but... We got to take a look at some of the things we're allowed. Look at our friend from Maxwell. I don't want to mention his name, who sees a lot of these foreign nationals come in. The things mm-hmm. they say about this country are make your hair curl.
Yep.
Why are they here? You know, we look, if you don't like us, we need to find that out before they get here. And I'm sure there's a way to do it. Anyway, 428, we'll be back to the traffic dungeon in a moment. Eddie Bader is here. Seth is coming.
I think.
Yes, he told me he was on the way. He was running a little late, but he was coming.
All right. Because I have some good news for him, I think.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Euro top sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th Annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Check off your gift list and more by starting with Lowe's this holiday season. And we'll even help you save, because now you can get a 216-piece Craftsman Mechanics tool set for just $99. That's an $800 value if you purchased each tool separately. And if you're in the market for a Christmas tree, we offer free cut and bale with every fresh-cut Christmas tree purchase. And remember, if you're up in the air about what gift to give, a Lowe's gift card is always a welcome surprise. This holiday, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 12/11. Fresh-cut Christmas tree service valid through 12/24, U.S. only.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. they took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of Part 47J or Part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk marked 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree. It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, a holiday thing.
Happy hour 432. Let's see, here's a text from Gary who says, give Eddie Bader kudos for the sale of my house. It closed yesterday.
It closed yesterday. Gary's one of the favorite clients I've ever met.
Oh, he's
would
great
not
guy.
Have met him if it wasn't for happy hour and going out to Baumhauer. He's just a super, super guy.
He is.
And our buddy Cooter, a regular, well, I think the mask has been pulled.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's
first
not.
Call,
for, yeah.
I thought that was his name, First Caller Cooter.
Yeah. he went to Montgomery Eye, had a procedure today, and he texted. I said, text me and let me know how it went. Everything went great. Sorry so late in replying, but I just got awake enough to do anything. They gave me something to relax me. He had cataract procedure.
Oh.
And so everything is all good there. I just had something here. Oh, I love this line from Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh said, Nancy Pelosi invokes her Catholicism on everything but abortion. A little conflicted there, Nance.
How can you be such a big hypocrite over all things?
You know, it used to be that hypocrisy was something you didn't want to be accused of. And they don't care.
Apparently.
The biggest of all the hypocrites, our former president. Whoa! You know, with the oceans, or when he was in front of the Greek
house. Oh, yeah.
What a humble event that was, with 80,000 screaming, drooling idiots, brainwashed. The oceans are rising, and we're the ones we've been waiting for. Oh! Talks like a human bagpipe. So what does he do? Have you seen the pictures of his new place?
His house? Yeah, man.
It's 34 acres on Martha's Vineyard. That's like half the island. Yeah. A lot of white people there, too.
Did you see the size of that house? That place is huge. Huge.
And, of course, if the ice caps are melting, now they've dumped global warming. They've dumped climate change. Now they're going with global meltdown.
Oh.
The next level of hysteria. When they realize they're wrong, they don't say, you know what, we may have been wrong about this. They double down on stupid.
Exactly right.
And when you double stupid, you double stupid. You know, it just...
Oh, and you think profound. When you think, we can't get any dumber.
At some point, right, at some point, people are saying, you're really stupid. You're not just stupid. You are extraordinarily stupid. And you obviously think, I'm extraordinarily stupid because you're trying to run this crap up my flagpole, and guess what? So Jim Jordan today, who's one of the real, genuine good guys in Congress, says Speaker Pelosi is counting impeachment votes. Here's what President Trump is counting. 266,000 new jobs, 54,000 in manufacturing.
Yeah.
When the last guy said, whoa, those jobs are gone. Whoa, this welfare, learn the code. Up your ass.
I think he waved that magic wand and got the system started back again.
A magic wand? Yeah, it's called cutting taxes and letting people, let a free market economy
get the government out of the way.
The president is counting unemployment at a 50-year low, and wages are up 3%. Now, some people hear 3%, that's not much. It is.
It is.
And we're talking about the country. We're talking about over 150 million workers. If the average individual income is, I think it's close to 50, give or take. I'm a hawk show toast, not an economist. Well, 3% is $1,500. To me, to anybody who's working for a living, that's real money.
It is real absolutely. Money. You can do something with that.
You absolutely. Can do absolutely do something with that. You can buy something that you were afraid to buy
yep.
a few years ago because, whoa, you know, you didn't know where anything was going.
Right.
So that's why the Democrats want him impeached, because a successful people don't need government handouts. And you know what? I think most people don't want government handouts. There's some, you know, that play the system and they're never going to change. There's always going to be those. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular, because it happens in every state. This guy I mentioned from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Is railing on, he calls them, you know, the white trash of Virginia, who give this state the bad name, have generational dependence on government yep. support. And unfortunately, if it's too comfortable, what's the motivation to go get off your butt and do it? Well, when there's real jobs out there where you can really earn a living that's far better to what the government can provide right. you, why not? I think most people at some level have enough of a conscience to feel guilty when they're stealing from other taxpayers.
Well, not only that, you get, it's not to sound crazy, but you get that warm, fuzzy feeling inside when you can provide for you and your family. You're not waiting, checking the mailbox for the check that's going to come. You are providing. That's what that's what we're there for. We're there to provide.
The most glowing endorsement, I mentioned this a little while ago, I think you were here, a guy named Prince, who's one of the top dogs in the hip-hop industry, said this president's done more for black people than anybody. Really, I mean, meaningful something. And that is starting, that mindset is starting to metastasize. When Democrats see polling that shows Trump being approved by over a third of blacks, Hispanics, what you call minority voters, which I'm really sick of doing. Can't we all just be Americans and stop with the separation?
Right.
If we can separate church and state, we can separate colors, okay? Like, we're a washing machine that runs on cold water with every color in the book in there, because we'll all get clean together.
Exactly.
Which makes no sense, but...
But we understand
it's the
what
only
you're
metaphor
saying.
I had handy at the time.
That's what's so scary.
438, CBD products have been proven successful. We are not only seeing them on a personal basis in my house with sleep, especially if you have a, like I do during the day, a limited sleep window, a couple of drops of CBD oil from your CBD store under the tongue. It helps.
Good.
If you're feeling anxious, well, there's drugs you can get addicted to deal with that, but there are CBD products that react on a very natural basis internally for you, that your CBD store carries. And for your pets, remarkable success. I've had so much feedback from people who have used CBD products for their pets for pain. You know, dogs and cats, they can't talk to you, but you can tell if they're working around a sore muscle. You can tell if they're anxious, separation anxiety.
Yes.
The pet treats work for that and help them sleep. If they are injured, you don't want them running around. You want them to rest as much as possible. They're just amazing. If you want to learn more about these great products, totally legal. There's no high in any of this stuff. This is, you've got it in your body now. Everybody does.
That's right.
This just helps strengthen its performance in your own system. See Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store. Easy to find. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first immediate left and then first right. It's right across from the Renfro's Adams Drug. You know where that is.
Yes, sir.
And see them any Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6 at your CBD store. 440.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A lot of info, so hang in there. All right, we've got a disabled vehicle on Holt Street. That will hinder you if you're trying to get on Maxwell Boulevard to the ramp to I-65 northbound. I-65 northbound, pretty much bumper to bumper to Cobbs Ford Road. The 65-85 interchange, very heavy traffic there. It is slow out of downtown on I-85 to about Jackson Hospital. We have Atlanta Highway, very busy. The Boulevard, very busy. And an accident in front of Baptist on East South Boulevard. Troy Highway at Taylor Road, we have an accident there. Taylor Road is very congested from Vaughn Road all the way through to Atlanta Highway. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. very busy on the roads right now. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon. 551-0225.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Two U.S. officials have identified the shooter at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola as a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force. Officials say authorities are investigating whether Friday's attack was terrorism-related. The shooting was the second at a U.S. Navy base this week. 12 people were shot, four of whom died, including the shooter. MPD says there's been no arrests after four people were shot at a Montgomery apartment complex Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say that shooting may be drug-related. Contact MPD if you have any information that could help with the case. The state capitol will be lit up tonight for the holidays. Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony takes place tonight. This year's tree is a 40-foot eastern red cedar from Bullock County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After some wet intervals today, the risk of showers will continue into tonight, but not as wet as earlier in the day. Some spotty activity around. It'll be cool tonight, but not as cool. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow and Sunday, rain chances very small, only about 20% both days. High temperature around 61. Low 60s again on Sunday. Warmer Monday with a high around 72. Risk of showers and thunderstorms, especially Monday night into Tuesday, before it turns sharply colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From Martin Scorsese, the story of an elf hitman.
Hey, I hear you paint toys.
Yeah, and I do my own carpentry.
The Elfishman.
A friend at the North Pole needed to take care of that thing.
You mean that thing with the red nose?
Yeah, I'm sick of these reindeer games he's playing.
Scorsese's epic film about the mob, unions, and Santa's workshop.
Jingle Hoffa was the elf who ran Toy Makers Local 285. But he was getting out of control, so the boss had to do something about him. Wasn't personal, he was a friend.
The Elfishman, now streaming.
Elf on the Shelf? He was a rat. No regrets. He got what was coming to him.
All right. Here's basically this particular Friday boiled into a nutshell. It's one of the greatest economic days in American history. There's so much to be optimistic about, but no, the Democrats don't like that. A note from the Cronins, from Karen and Paul in North Carolina. Pelosi being Catholic is pure BS. She's no more Catholic than I am a poodle. I love that. I love that. She pretends to be so offended, and yet she hates our president, hates babies, hates conservatives, loves the MS-13 gangs, which is true because they can't get enough of that unless they're on the business end of a gun. Until our liberal Catholic church steps up and kicks these hypocrite baby killers out, this stuff will continue. And you are absolutely correct on that, Karen. The whole idea... honest to God, we have to, while she's trying to keep her denture from flying out, we have to go to impeachment with love in our hearts. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to impeachment with bile in my liver, bitch. I can't stand it. But on the other hand, this president, go ahead. He's like Clint Eastwood.
Bring
make my
it
day.
On. That's right. Bring it on.
They are, because then it all comes out. But one of our callers earlier, Ms. Chad, I think, said he's going to get reelected.
Oh, there's no doubt.
What are they going to do then? When they don't have a control of Congress, they're going to be out in the streets being complete and total a-holes. They're Bolsheviks.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They're the modern-day Bolsheviks. We fought wars to put an end to those people, and yet we were cultivating them during that entire time through our higher education systems here. It's a bad joke on us, isn't it?
It can be.
We also take requests. Have you seen The Irishman?
Yes. I heard you didn't finish it.
Here's why.
No, it's long now. I'll tell you that thing.
No, I'm not worried about the length.
You will need a break.
I had a problem with it.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I'm watching it. First of all, I know De Niro hates conservatives, and he's always on the mouth saying horrible, vulgar things about Trump.
Yep.
So, is the first thing you see. Then you see a horrible-looking Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci looks terrible in that movie.
Terrible. And De Niro's doing the gangster guy again, and it was like watching The Godfather, My Cousin Vinny, Casino, and every other mob movie. And I can no longer separate De Niro from his comments. I just can't.
Right.
Even though the story is good.
It's a pretty good story, but it goes into, I guess it's just different theories. But one thing, I think even Jay mentioned it, that I did like is they'll, with this movie still running, you'll get subtitles of how this gangster's life ended.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
I mean, the historical part I like, because I watch the mob documentaries and the bios and all these crazy ass people from Lucky Luciano to Dutch Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
I know their stories. But Joe Pistone, Donnie Brasco, that's the best story of all. And you think about what that guy did, sticking his neck, getting into, you know, the mafia, made man.
Yeah.
And they finally pulled him out and said, this is too risky. It is 449 John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Even if you don't need paint, read the sign out in front, because it'll make you think. Yes, and it's always good. It's always something good. Inside, though, their products are the best. And when it comes to paint, whether you're a do-it-yourself or the professionals know this, I'm preaching to the choir there, you need a paint that's going to get the job done. I have a man sitting across from me, Eddie Bader, who saw the interior Richards
paint. Saw the interior today.
7 years.
Yeah.
That's been on the wall. Scott Bowers did that for us.
Looks good. Still looks good to this day.
Still looks great. Exterior paint, this year they introduced their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. What does that mean? That means it's got a viscosity that will stand up to the heat, humidity, the sunlight, and prevent the development of mildew. So you put it on, you get that bright, brilliant new color, and just hit it with a garden hose and get the dirt off. But mildew, that's a different story. Yeah. That's not so easily removed. And they have everything you need to complete a painting project and expertise on how to patch a wall or any questions you might have. They can answer it. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it. And we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come in to us at Marguerite's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Marguerite's, We make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Marguerites, we're in the Peppertree shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Marguerites. Thank you very much.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
This report.
Stocks close solidly higher, almost erasing weekly losses after a key employment report for November ignited bullish buying on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 337 points, the Nasdaq up 85, the S&P up 28. The Dow and Nasdaq still ended with small weekly declines, while the S&P ended up with a tiny weekly gain. 266,000 jobs were added last month, far surpassing the 180,000 expected. Another sign that good labor figures are boosting spending. Consumer credit rose by nearly $19 billion in October. Debt for credit cards rose, along with loans for things like cars and schooling. Coffee futures climbed and are expected to resume their rally. One analyst says a production deficiency has reduced supplies, perking up demand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Pat O'Neill, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a breaking,
7 tanks a shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It is a debate whether it is or not. I kind of think so.
I should check this on Facebook.
You put that poll up this morning.
Right. Somebody used a set number of criterion to determine the most Christmassy movies. In other words, references the word, appearances by Santa, yada, yada, yada. And Home Alone was their choice for number one.
Well, I agree with Jay at 48 Hours, because 48 Hours... It was set in winter. I remember Aykroyd being in the Santa suit.
You're talking about 48 Hours?
Oh, not 48 Hours.
Trading Places.
Trading Places, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see that as kind of a... Because it's happening at that time.
Right.
Let's see. What are we getting here? Christmas Vacation. That made number 10 on this particular list. Love Actually, which Jay says is great. Rich says it's great. I got to see it. I've never watched it. Somebody named Rosalind Ritter Buttle says The Family Stone, a beautiful movie, and I get choked up every time I watch it. I've known her 10 years. She never said this to me, but she comes on my page and says it.
Oh.
That's putting it out there, buddy.
True confession.
You know what I think when I hear that?
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
By the way, the number for Duncan Tomlinson. Not that I keep it handy or memorize this. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, specializing in representing men in matters of divorce.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They are amazing. Let's see, that's Hardshell says, White Christmas. Kevin likes Christmas Vacation. Nancy Marzulli. She and I dated.
I understand.
30-some years ago. It's a Wonderful Life, she says.
I love It's a Wonderful. In fact, I'm going to see it at the Capri.
Yeah, there's plenty at the
tomorrow.
Well, you must like crying in public. I don't. I'm not going to do that. That's a private experience for me. See, Curtis Ham was the guy that nominated Trading Places, and yeah. I agreed with that. Let's see, White Christmas, Christmas. Well, of course, they're going to have to change the movie. I mean, TCM will probably stop showing it because
exactly.
It's White Christmas.
Get it while you can.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where all this nonsense is going. They're all nuts. I hope the pendulum swings back the other way and hard, too. Cindy Wright, our old friend, White Christmas, Holiday Inn, or The Bishop's Wife. That was on TCM the other day. A Christmas Story from Kathy and my former next-door neighbor, Sherry, who's a wonderful lady. The Preacher's Wife.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I got my Sherry's confused. It's Sherry Gissendanner.
Yes.
Callaway, who is our friend and comes to Baumhauer's. I'm sorry, Sherry. I was looking over the top of my glasses and I didn't see. That's a great name. I mean, that's got more syllables than anybody yes. I know.
Yes.
But they all work together. It rolls out. Sherry Gissendanner Callaway.
And her husband, Chris, is a sweetheart.
Nice people.
Yes.
Terrific people. Glad to have them as listeners. Clarks. That's a easy name to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that it's the first name you remember if something goes wrong with your heating or AC. Or, of course, at this time of the year, worried about, you know, heat. Make sure your system is running efficiently. A Clark's Club membership costs $159. Guess what? I wasted a lot more than that before I finally had them out to find out what was going on at my house with these $500 a month electric bills. I cost myself probably on the low end 400, maybe six.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
By waiting.
Yep.
They came out, took the outside unit apart, the siding off of it, and said, look at this. It's jammed with grass. That's why it's working so inefficiently. They cleaned it out, and the electric bills over the next two billing periods went down from $540 to $350. And then $350 to $178. I like that. And I give Clark's all the credit for that. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Just terrific people. They're the kind of people that come into your house to provide a service, and then you ask them if you want me to make you a sandwich. Can I give you a refreshment? Because they're so nice.
You like that, don't you?
It's great.
Don't find that very often.
They are nice.
Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Skipper just sent up a brand new traffic.